Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller.
Hello and welcome to day number 87 of Through the Bible in a Year. Well, today we are reading from Deuteronomy chapters 5, 6, and 7, and over to Luke chapter 5 in the New Testament. We'll do a bit of a brief overview. We'll do a reading, then we'll come back here again for a couple devotional thoughts and meditations for today. Our reading today, our passages highlight the significance of the Ten Commandments, the greatest commandment, the reinforcement of the covenant, God's promises, significant events surrounding Jesus' ministry. Deuteronomy 5 retells the giving of the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, emphasizes the covenant between God and Israel, and reiterating the importance of following God's commands. Chapter 6 emphasizes the core commandment that actually Jesus reiterates in the New Testament, to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength. It instructs the Israelites to carefully pass down these teachings to future generations. Good lesson to learn there. Chapter 7 reinforces the covenant between God and Israel again, highlighting God's faithfulness in fulfilling promises and instructing them to drive out the inhabitants of the land. Luke 5, our reading in the New Testament today, chronicles Jesus calling his first disciples, performing miracles, including the miraculous catching of fish, healing a paralytic, and healing a man with leprosy, demonstrates his authority and power. Jesus calls Levi, a tax collector, to follow him, and the scribes and Pharisees question Jesus about the company he keeps, as they like to do. Well, let's go ahead. We'll go over to Deuteronomy chapter 5 in the Old Testament and start our reading today. Verse 1. Moses called to all Israel and said to them, "Hear, Israel, the statutes and the ordinances which I speak in your ears today, that you may learn them and observe to do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord didn't make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive today. The Lord spoke with you face to face on the mountain out of the middle of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at the time, to show you the Lord's word, for you were afraid because of the fire and didn't go up to the mountain, saying, 'I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make a carved image for yourself, any likeness of what is in the heaven above or what is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow yourself down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the third and on the fourth generation of those who hate me, and showing loving kindness to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who misuses his name. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. You shall labor 6 days and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God, in which you shall not do any work. Neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your livestock, nor your stranger who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Neither shall you desire your neighbor's house, his field, or his male servant, or his female servant, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's.' The Lord spoke these words to all your assembly on the mountain out of the middle of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness with a great voice. He added no more. He wrote them on 2 stone tablets and gave them to me. When you heard the voice out of the middle of the darkness while the mountain was burning with fire, you came near to me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, 'Behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness. And we have heard his voice out of the middle of the fire. We have seen today that God does speak with man and he lives. Now, therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the Lord our God's voice any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the middle of the fire as we have and lived? Go near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and tell us all that the Lord our God tells you, and we will hear it and do it. The Lord heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken to you. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Go tell them, return to your tents. But as for you, stand here by me, and I will tell you all the commandments and the statutes and the ordinances which you shall teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess. You shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn away to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the way which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land that you go over to possess, that you might fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I commanded you, you, your son, your son's son, all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, Israel, and observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you might increase mightily, as the Lord your God, your fathers, has promised to you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. These words which I command you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. It shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you great and goodly cities which you didn't build, the houses full of all good things which you didn't fill, and cisterns dug out which you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees which you didn't plant. And you shall eat and be full. Then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall fear the Lord your God, and you shall serve him, and you shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the peoples who are around you. For the Lord your God amongst you is a jealous God, lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you, and he destroy you from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you. You shall do that which is right and good in the sight of God's sight, that it may be well with you and that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to thrust out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord has spoken. When your son asks you in time to come, saying, what do the testimonies, the statutes, and the ordinances which the Lord our God has commanded you mean? Then you shall tell your son, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and the Lord showed great and awesome signs and wonders in Egypt on Pharaoh and all his house before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore by our fathers. The Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are today. It shall be righteousness to us if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us. Deuteronomy chapter 7. When the Lord your God brings you into the land where you go to possess it and casts out many nations before you, the Hittite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, seven nations greater and mightier than you, and when the Lord your God delivers them up before you and you strike them, then you shall utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. You shall not make marriages with them, nor shall not give your daughters to his son, nor shall take his daughter for your son. For that would turn away your sons from following me, that they may serve other gods. So the Lord's anger would be kindled against you, and he would destroy you quickly. But you shall break with them like this. You shall break down their altars, dash their pillars in pieces, cut down their Asherah poles, and burn their engraved images with fire. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession. Above all peoples who are on the face of the earth, the Lord didn't set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people. For you are the fewest of all peoples, but because the Lord loves you and because he desires to keep the oath with which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now, therefore, that the Lord your God himself is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and loving kindness to 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments, and repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him who hates him. He will pray him to his face. You shall therefore keep the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances which I have commanded you today to do them. It shall happen, because you listen to these ordinances and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the loving kindness which he swore to your fathers. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your livestock and the young of your flock and the land which he swore to your fathers to give you. You will be blessed above all peoples. There won't be male or female barren amongst you or amongst your livestock. The Lord will take away from you all sickness, and he will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you know, on you, but will lay them on all those who hate you. You shall consume all the peoples whom the Lord your God shall deliver to you. Your eyes shall not pity them. You shall not serve their gods, for that would be a snare to you. If you shall say in your heart, "These nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them?" You shall not be afraid of them. You shall remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt. The great trials which your eyes saw, the signs, the wonders, the mighty hand and the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out, you shall the Lord your God do to all the peoples of whom you are afraid. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet against them until those who are left and hide themselves perish from before you. You shall not be scared of them, for the Lord your God is amongst you, a great and awesome God. The Lord your God will cast out those nations before you, little by little. You may not consume them at once, lest the animals of the field increase on you. But the Lord your God will deliver them up before you and will confuse them with a great confusion until they are destroyed. He will deliver their kings into your hand, and you shall make their name perish from under the sky. No one will be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. You shall burn the engraved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it for yourself, lest you be snared in it, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God. You shall not bring an abomination into your house and become devoted thing like it. You shall utterly detest it. You shall utterly abhor it, for it is a devoted thing. Luke chapter 5. While the multitude pressed on him and heard the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats standing by the fire, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. He sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out in the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered him, "Master, we worked all night and caught nothing, but at your word, I will let down the net." When they had done this, they caught a great multitude of fish, and their net was breaking. They beckoned to their partners in the other boat that they should come up and help him. They came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But Simon Peter, when he saw it, fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, Lord." For he was amazed, and all who were with him, at the catch of the fish which they had caught. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people alive." When they had brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed him. While he was in one of the cities, behold, there was a man full of leprosy. While he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, saying, Lord, if you want to, you can make me clean. He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I want to be made clean. Immediately the leprosy left him. He commanded him to tell no one, but go your way and show yourself to the priest and offer your cleansing according to what Moses commanded for a testimony to them. But the report concerning him spread much more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. But he withdrew himself into the desert and prayed. On one of those days he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every village of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. The power of the Lord was with him to heal them. Behold, men brought a paralyzed man on a cot, and they sought to bring him in to lay before Jesus. Not finding a way to bring him in because of the multitude, they went up to the housetop and let him down through the tiles with his cot into the middle before Jesus. Seeing their faith, he said to them, Man, your sins are forgiven you. The scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, answered them, Why are you reasoning so in your hearts, which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on each to forgive sins? He said to the paralyzed man, I tell you, arise up, take your cot, and go to your house. Immediately he rose up before them, took that which he was laying on, and departed to his house, glorifying God. Amazement took hold on all, and they glorified God. They were filled with fear, saying, We have been seen strange things today. After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office and said to them, Follow me. He left everything and rose up and followed him. Levi made a feast for him in his house, where there was a great crowd of tax collectors and others who were reclining with them. Their scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners? Jesus answered, Those who are healthy have no need for a physician, but those who are sick do. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. They said to him, Why do John's disciples often fast and pray? Likewise, also the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink. He said to them, Can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days. He also told a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old garment, or else he will tear the new, and also the piece from the new will not match the old. No one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled out, and the skins will be destroyed. The new wine must be put into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved. No man, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says, the old is better. Well, that's our reading for today. Let's wrap up with a couple of thoughts. Reflect on the importance of the Ten Commandments and consider how they shape our cultural understanding of right and wrong. One thing that a lot of people in contemporary Western culture don't understand is how much that our system of law, our culture, how we view right and wrong is based in biblical things. And that's just an interesting thing to think about. Consider how those Ten Commandments shape our cultural understanding of right and wrong for all of us, not just Christian people. And we're saved by the gospel and we live by grace, but God's moral commands are, they're still important. And pretend someone asked you, why does the commandment, you shall not commit adultery, matter today? And how would you answer that question? Why does this command matter in a larger cultural setting? A couple of thoughts to think about. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my